Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, did you know that one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, to honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership. Now, they have a mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by making the switch to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service, and you get to help a vet in need. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Those in the Wall Street Journal and the London Economist and some of the more conservative press as Bidenomics. Well, they didn't mean it as a compliment at first, but now they're getting it.
When people say to me, well, he's old, yeah, that's right, but look at what he's gotten done.
She's the Vice President of the United States. So people say to me, well, why isn't she doing this or that? I said, because she's the Vice President. That's the job description. You don't do that much.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show this Friday. Toll-free, our numbers, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. A lot going on within the Republican caucus. Apparently, the entire caucus got together yesterday, and things got pretty heated. And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, went after, he's having a battle that's been ongoing with Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida and some Freedom Caucus members. And we're going to talk to a couple of them in a second. And anyway, during this meeting of the caucus, you know, the issue of whether some may put forward a motion to vacate, which would be an attempt to remove McCarthy as speaker, came up. And you know, McCarthy responded back, if you want to file a motion to vacate, then file an effing motion. He said that. Anyway, also, Kevin McCarthy laid out addressing the threats from Matt Gaetz to vacate the seat and then Matt Gaetz's response to this. Let me play both.
Threats don't matter, and sometimes people do those things because of personal things, and that's all fine. And I don't walk away from a battle. I knew changing Washington would not be easy. I knew people would fight or try to hold leverage for other things. I'm going to continue to just to focus on what's the right thing to do for the American people. And you know what? If it takes a fight, I'll have a fight.
I'm concerned for the speaker that he seems to be a little rattled and unhinged in a time when we need focus and strong effort. Whether or not McCarthy faces a motion to vacate is within his own hands. All he has to do is come into compliance with the deal we made in January.
All right, joining us now, House Freedom Caucus members, Congressman Andy Ogles of Tennessee and Congressman Tom Tiffany, Wisconsin. Welcome both of you to the program. How are you both doing?
This is Andy from Tennessee. I'm doing well. Glad to be on here with my buddy Tom. And it's fantastic. And there's a lot of work to be done.
All right, Andy, let's start with You know, one of the things I said from the beginning, when you guys have a slim majority, I mean, this is tough because you got all these disparate groups, even within your caucus. You have only a 4-seat majority. And, you know, you've got the Freedom Caucus group, which I tend to support the most. Not tend to, I support the most. And the Tuesday group and the study group and the Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Holy Day group. I mean, you got all these, right, you know, different groups. You do have a moderate part of the caucus. Not an easy job for anybody that's going to be speaker, frankly. What do you think of the events as they've been unfolding this week?
Well, you know, I think it's a reflection of just the tension in Washington right now. I mean, we've got a country that's under attack from within. We've got a two-tier justice system. We've got a border that's wide open. And so tensions are running high. And you know, I'm one of the your more conservative members of Congress. There's things that I want to accomplish, like, you know, cutting spending and securing the border and doing all those things that you want to do, right? And so this, I think, is a reflection of that. And there's probably some personality going on between the two of them. But look, you know, you talked about the various factions within the Republican Party. It's affectionately known as the five families. And what I can tell you and what the media is not really reporting on is that the five families were meeting. We're working on what is it that you need, what is it that you want versus what we want. And I can tell you from my perspective, if we don't secure that border, then I'm not voting for any more funding. We've got to close our border. It's a disaster. I was just down there. I can tell you all about it, but it's worse than you can imagine.
Well, let me ask you this, and then we'll get to Tom in a second here, because I completely agree with you. Here's the problem. This idiotic omnibus bill that Mitch McConnell and others signed on to over Christmas is now put these artificial restraints as it relates to spending. And I look at, you know, we have one half of one. We have three branches of government. We have one half of one of them. Let's put it that way. And it makes it very, very hard. And then, for example, even on the issue of an impeachment inquiry, you know, I count six or so Republicans in your caucus that don't even want the inquiry, for crying out loud.
Well, I mean, look, whether you support an impeachment or not, it's important that we have the inquiry. And I'll tell you why, is that you have a two-tier justice system in this country right now. And look, you can like Donald Trump, you can not like Donald Trump, but the way that these woke district attorneys are weaponizing their offices to go after a specific individual should frighten you. It should scare you, because if they can do it to him, they can do it to you, Sean. They can do it to me. They can do it to the next person that they don't like. And that type of politics where you go to jail if you disagree with someone, that didn't work in Rome. It didn't work in the British Empire, and it's not going to work here. And we have to fight like hell to restore the rule of law in this country. And part of that is going to be securing the border.
But if this came down to a vote for the inquiry, you would have had fellow members voting no.
Well, I am cautiously optimistic, and I'm privy to some of the evidence, that once the evidence is laid before the House of Representatives, and so...
I'm privy to the evidence. I'm laying it out every night. There's never been a stronger case that I can lay out.
I think the votes will be there, and maybe I'm naive. You know, I'm the new kid on the block, you know, but that being said, is the evidence is there. We have a constitutional obligation to do this. We have to be accountable.
Tom, Tiffany, first of all, your take on the intramural squabbling that's going on. You know, I take the position that one way or the other, you're either going to succeed or fail as a caucus, as a team. And, you know, my suggestion to both Kevin and to Matt, and I've said it to them both privately, I'll say it publicly. I've said it to them publicly, too, is that everybody in the caucus, get in a room, lock the door, leave your phones outside, and don't leave until you have full agreement.
Representative Ogles, use the term personality, he's exactly right. I served in the state legislature for 10 years in Wisconsin, and boy, we went through some of the most contentious times. But you set aside the personalities and you focus on policy, and that's what we're going to do. The personality stories are going to be out there, but we're going to focus on the policy. Next week, we have Attorney General Merrick Garland coming before us in the Judiciary Committee, and we're going to get answers. And I think what we should do, and I think Andy Ogles kind of inkled at this, what we should do is, if we're going to do, for example, a continuing resolution or something like that, what we need to do is, let's give the Democrats and Joe Biden a choice. Are you going to secure the border, close the border, and keep the government open? Or are you going to close the government and leave the border open? We need to put that choice before Democrats, because Democrat cities across America, including the city you hail from, that you work from, Sean, they're saying it's a disaster, and it's Democrats.
Yeah, by the way, thanks for reminding me what an idiot I am. I appreciate it on my own show. Thank you. But no, you're right. I mean, it's out of control. They're talking about $12 billion. They're taking away soccer fields and ball fields. Schools that already were failing are now inundated with all these kids of illegal immigrants, most of which cannot speak English. They're not hiring any teachers. At minimum, they're talking about a 15% across the board cut in services in New York, which, by the way, they could easily withstand because they spend too much. But you're right. Let me get back to the fundamental, though, Tom, if I can. And that is really simply is, are you all going to pull together here? I mean, I'm a Freedom Caucus guy. I'm with you. However, if you can't get along with the Moderates Tuesday group and study group and all these other, the five families, as you call it, if y'all can't get along and you can't get the job done, that's a problem for everyone moving forward.
Let's look back at the speaker vote. 3 days, 15 votes. And, you know, people are like, man, I was getting text messages that, geez, you guys look terrible. You look, that's just chaos in your caucus. This will not be pretty through September 30th. But as you get to deadlines, that's what focuses people's minds. And we've got a couple weeks to be able to do that. I'm an optimist. I think we can get there. And I think there was some good movement yesterday that went on in regards to, we're not going to simply do for example, a clean continuing resolution. There has to be something that we get in return for that, something significant, whether it's fiscal responsibility or let's get back to energy independence or secure the border. And I am with secure the border. We've passed the best secure the border bill in this Congress, in the history of any Congresses, with H.R. 2 that we passed through the House of Representatives a couple months ago. Let's put that with the CR and give it to the Democrats, and they get to choose. Are you going to secure the border and keep the government open, or are you going to close the government and open the borders?
Unlike a lot of people, I've never been afraid of these government shutdowns. I've reported on a number of them over the years. Here's what happens. The government never fully shuts down. Our armed services are still protecting us. Social Security checks will go out. Medicare will be up and running. Essential services will continue. And then you'll have a bunch of federal employees that might bitch and whine and moan and groan and complain. But in the end, they'll get back pay and they end up with a free vacation by the end of all this. Isn't that usually how it works?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And look, you know, let's be honest, when Congress is not in session, they're not, you know, we're not wasting your money. But that being said, it's important that we in the House of Representatives hold the line on spending and make sure that as we're fighting, and some are going to say that we're fighting amongst ourselves, what we're fighting for is the American people, for the future of this country. So John Quincy Adams loved the House of Representatives. It was the chamber where you argued and you debated. It was the most raucous chamber, but it was the people's house. And we have a job to do. And so I'm willing to fight to do and to get to the right thing. And like I said, it's got to be the border. Border's the issue. Look, that's a 60 to 70% issue, even in a Democrat district right now. AOC had a press conference earlier today, and the people at her press conference, at her town hall or whatever it was, were yelling at her to secure the border. So if that's happening up there, up in the woke New York, right? We can do this. We can do what's right for the American people. And, Sean, I was just at the southern border, just south of Tucson, and I went to an area of the border that is literally controlled by the cartel. And I crossed into Mexico. I guess technically I'm an illegal, but I crossed into Mexico. And the moment I did that, you had cartel members that came up over the ridge and were watching me and watching what I was doing. This is unacceptable that you have a part of our border that is in control of the Mexican cartel, and they're poisoning our kids, and it pisses me off. And I'm going to fight, and I'm going to fight, and I'm never going to back down on that issue. We have to secure this border.
All right, quick break. We'll come right back. More with Congressman Andy Ogles, Tennessee, Congressman Tom Tiffany, Wisconsin, as the deadline for the budget, September 30th, quickly approaches 15 days from now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? Now, it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is now supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be very difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, even getting their earned VA benefits can be really hard. Now, that's where America's Warrior Project steps in. They provide fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and you can help a vet in need. All right, we continue now with House Freedom Caucus members, Congressman Andy Ogles of Tennessee, Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin. Do you both believe, and Andy, I guess I'll ask you first, do you both believe that this is going to end up with intramural battle and motions to vacate, or do you think you can bypass that?
I'm going to echo Tom Tiffany. You know, we were in a meeting yesterday. We're moving in good directions. There's a consensus. It's not complete. It's not perfect, but we're moving the right direction. We agree that we have to do certain things for the country. And look, I'm going to predict we're going to have a government shutdown. I think it's going to be short lived. But we can't have a continuing resolution that's quote-unquote clean, because if it's clean, then we're funding all the woke bullcrap that the Democrats and Biden have put on burden this country with. And again, my district, the people of Tennessee, quite frankly, most of the country are tired of that nonsense.
And by the way, you'll be battling your fellow Republicans in the Senate because they're just pathetic, to be honest. And they've already said they want a clean CR. Gates also brought up the issue of votes on term limits, a balanced budget, and wanting the appropriations bills to be done and to be done individually. Those are all positions I support. When do these votes have to take place, Tom?
Yeah, those votes need to happen here real soon. I don't know that we are able to get them done now with 2 weeks left in September. And I think the frustration with many people, in particular the Freedom Caucus, as well as other conservatives that are not in HFC, is that why wasn't there more work done in August? Well, that's behind us now. We need to get that work done. If they want to do a continuing resolution, Speaker McCarthy is going to have to offer leadership now, and he's going to have to make sure something significant is included with that. Secure the border would be the best thing. H.R. 2, let's get that done. And if it's going to take a continuing resolution for a couple weeks into October, I'm willing to do that as long as we get something in exchange for it. And then let's get those individual spending bills done. Let's get to work. Let's get it done. As you said, Sean, get in the room, lock the door, leave the phones out, and get the work done on the people of the United States.
I would support you if I was a member of Congress, which I would never do in my life because I couldn't get elected dog catcher. Andy will give you the last word.
Well, I just, thank you for being a voice for conservatism. And look, I would just tell your constituents, like Tom Tiffany said, the next...
Tell Mike, I don't have constituents, thank God. I have listeners and viewers, but go ahead.
Well, but it might be a little bit messy, but just know that the outcome that we're striving for is...
I don't mind messy. I like messy. Have a big fight and fight for principles we believe in. That's what you guys were hired to do.
Well, I always liken the U.S. economy to the Titanic. It's on a course, and there's a collision ahead. And if we don't correct course, we are headed towards a catastrophic collision. We don't have a choice here. It's going to be messy, but what we get is going to be better than what we have.
Let me tell you something. The best way to get reelected is to keep the promises you made the last time. I don't think that's complicated. Anyway, we appreciate you both. We may get updates from you in the next couple of weeks as this is unfolding. Hopefully, the Republican caucus can unite on some very simple, basic, fundamental conservative principles, promises that they made when they were running. Anyway, Congressman Ogles, thank you. Congressman Tiffany, thank you.
Absolutely. God bless.
800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program.
You'll hear what everyone really thinks in D.C. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
25 to the top of the hour. Your call's coming up this Friday. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. Anyway, born on the tragedy, 9/11/01, just had the 22nd anniversary. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they're committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. And when a first responder or veteran does not return home and leaves behind a young family, well, Tunnel to Towers, thanks to your financial support, is able to be there to support them. Now, the foundation pays off their mortgages, lifts that financial burden, and they're helping Gold Star families. They have their Gold Star Family Home Program, Fallen First Responder Home Program. They have their Smart Home Program for catastrophically injured vets, first responders, to help them regain their independence with their mortgage-free home, specifically adapted to meet their unique physical needs. And Tunnel to Towers provides housing assistance for our homeless vets. They'll help more than 2,000 this year alone. Anyway, please join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Their mission is to do good and never forget 9/11, the sacrifices of our nation's heroes. And hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity and commit to donating $11 a month. That's the only way they can continue this great work. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T. .org. The letter T, number 2, letter T, .org, Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Well, we did find out how Joe Biden feels. Not that we're ever going to hear from Joe Biden himself. By the way, I assume they called a lid on everything for now, and Joe's probably comfortably, you know, laying on the beach in Delaware as we speak. I have no idea. It's not even worth hearing from him anyway, because you can't understand him anymore. He mumbles and bumbles, you know, his way through every speech or press conference. But Jen Psaki is saying that Joe Biden is heartbroken.
I think on the politics of this, you know, millions of Americans have dealt with family members who have dealt with drug addiction, who've dealt with alcohol addiction, who have dealt with a range of addiction. My bet is right now this is a heartbroken president in the White House who is worried about his son.
I wonder if they had the same compassion when the sons and the daughter of Donald Trump were being investigated over a hoax that was perpetuated in large part by her network. I wonder if there's any compassion. I wonder if it goes both ways. But I think the gold star of the week has to go to this idiot, Congressman Dan Goldman. Hunter Biden is getting the worst of a two-tiered system of justice. You got to be kidding me. The only reason he got charged is because Plan A to totally exonerate him blew up because of IRS whistleblowers, and Plan B blew up because you had a judge in Delaware that identified on page 15, buried deep in the gun diversion provision portion of the plea agreement, that they offered full immunity. And Plan C is, oh, we actually have to enforce the law now. Anyway, but he says Hunter's getting the worst of a two-tier justice system.
They are. I've never heard of this charge being brought. I understand it is occasionally brought here and there. But in the discretion, you know, I was in the Southern District of New York. We looked for felons who were in possession of guns. We did not look for people who were subject to substance abuse for 11 days in the possession of a gun. So this is unusual. And when you hear of the two-tiered justice system, I would argue that Hunter Biden is getting the worst of it because his last name is Biden, not the other way around.
And the only reason he had 11 days is because his girlfriend at the time is, I believe, wasn't it Haley Biden at the time, Hunter's ex-wife? So it was 11 days, but why was it 11 days? Because the girlfriend of Hunter Biden dumped it put it in a dumpster somewhere. Thank God somebody responsible found it and gave it to the police. We don't know if there was any Secret Service involvement in this. I'd like to think not, protecting Hunter. But obviously his girlfriend at the time did not think he was safe to have that gun. It's the only reason it was 11 days. We see pictures all over the laptop from hell of Hunter, you know, doing drugs, hanging with hookers, and having the gun in his hand. Not exactly a pretty sight or a safe sight. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, Sam in Pittsburgh, apparently a leftist, wants to talk to us. What's up, Sam the leftist? How are you?
Good, Sean. Actually, I was actually on your show not too long ago, a little while ago. Do you remember I was on your show on Fox?
I don't remember. What's your last name?
Perez.
What was it about? What was the topic?
We tried to speak about gun control at that time, but I just think it's interesting now that you are on the side of prosecuting people for the gun regulations that we have. Are you? How would we implement that around the whole country so that we start arresting?
We already have these laws on the books. Every gun that I've purchased, I've had a background check done on. And by the way, for example, in New York, they have such stringent laws. I actually hired a former law enforcement individual who's well-versed on gun laws in New York to make sure that every weapon I have is New York State compliant. And by the way, they have some of the most stringent laws on the books regarding, you know, what is legal and what's not legal. But I follow the law to the letter.
Can I ask you a question, Sean? Hello?
I'm listening. What's your question?
Yeah, I just was wondering. I know that after every mass shooting, people say, well, he got it legally. But the problem is that the Republicans have made the definition of legally having a heartbeat, and so anybody can get a gun. And if you're going to...
That's not true. Convicted felons are not allowed to have firearms in this country. That's not true.
If you're going to start prosecuting people who have...
You didn't... Okay, so you want... So you're just angry that the law is being enforced. Did you know this judge in a similar case in Delaware put somebody in jail for 5 years for a similar charge?
I think it's fine.
You think it's fine. So do you think Hunter is above the law? Should Hunter be given special treatment?
No, I don't think he should.
Do you think it should have taken 5 years for David Weiss investigating Hunter Biden and tens of millions of dollars... let the statute of limitations run out on massive amounts of taxes that he owed the government? You think that should have happened?
I don't know why Trump didn't.
We're not talking about Trump. We're talking about Hunter. You think Hunter should receive what? He should receive preferential treatment? Let me ask you this. If Sean Hannity violates the gun laws, what do you think is going to happen to Sean Hannity?
Sean,
what do you think is going to happen to Sean Hannity?
Probably nothing because you're a millionaire. Probably nothing because you're a millionaire. Just like nothing's happened to
you. Are delusional.
Wait a second.
I take great care to pay every penny in taxes I owe, to comply with every gun law that I am required to obey. You know, there was a point in New York where, you know, I could only have 7 bullets in my magazine, and I took out the 3 bullets and 1 in the chamber. So I complied with the law, didn't agree with it, but it's not my place to break the law.
I'm not talking about that. I don't think you're going to see people on the right defending Hunter Biden.
Excuse me. I don't want people that are mentally ill or a history of mental illness or a history of felonies being able to get firearms or violent crimes. No, I don't want that. And when people call this show, Sammy, and they ask me about firearms, and they'll say, Hannity, I'm thinking about getting a weapon. What do you think, an AR or a shotgun or, you know, what do you think? You know what I always tell them? What do you know what I tell people when they call me and ask me a question like that?
I don't know. I don't think it matters.
No, it does matter, because I tell them as a responsible gun owner, I say, well, I would look at the weapon that you're willing to spend the time and get trained in the safe use of. I don't think, you know, I'm huge on gun safety, because when I learned how to shoot, my mother had a revolver next to her bed, and it was a loaded revolver. And I was a curious kid, and she didn't want a curious kid not to know the danger that was in the house. And she took me to a gun range, and one of her colleagues that worked at the prison where she worked at had this gun range in town. And I went down there, and the guy went through gun safety, spent an hour, gun safety, pointed down range, never pointed at an individual, how to deal with a gun that jams, on and on and on. And then at the end of the hour, the guy says, all right, I want you to tell me everything that I just told you. And I told him every answer was perfect on my score. And then the guy said, great, when you come back next week, if you remember it, I'll let you fire the weapon. And then at a young age, I learned the safety and use and respect that everybody should have for firearms. I've been carrying my entire adult life. I've had carry permits in New York. I've had them in Rhode Island, California, Alabama, and Georgia. I've carried a weapon my entire adult life, and I'm extremely careful. It's not a toy.
Can I speak now, Sean?
Go right ahead.
I don't understand why you're changing the subject, talking about your mom and her revolver.
Because we've got images of your friend Hunter on videotape, naked, holding a gun with his finger on the trigger, for crying out loud, knowing he's using crack and knowing that he's with hookers. Do you think that's a good picture? You think that's a safe use of a firearm? Are you out of your mind?
Sean, did you...
Do you think that is a... Those pictures that we've all seen, do you think that is the proper safe use of a firearm?
He should be arrested. Did you hear me or did you not?
Finally, I got you there. So he's not being treated differently, is he?
I don't know why, but probably because he's a millionaire. But I'm just saying he should be arrested.
He's a millionaire and he got charged. You said, well, Hannity, you're a millionaire. You're not going to get charged. Money has nothing to do with it. If you either obey the laws or you don't.
Sean, you know he's going to get off, right?
He might. He's got Abby Lowell as an attorney, and I know Abby Lowell to be a brilliant attorney. He's one of the best out there.
Sean, you know who don't get off, right? You know the people who don't get off, right? The people who were arrested in January 1st, they didn't get off, even though Trump said he was going to get them out. Those people don't get off.
Well, why didn't we arrest the people in the summer of 2020 that were rioting and throwing bricks and rocks and bottles and Molotov cocktails at cops and burning down police precincts and businesses? Why didn't we arrest all those people? Why didn't we have hearings on that?
They have been arrested. There's been 1,600 arrests for that summer from...
Yeah, and how many people actually were... Where were the hearings? Where were the prosecutions?
I don't know.
You had 574 riots, billions of dollars in property damage. You know, we had a couple of dozen dead Americans that summer. And no, they didn't pay the same attention to the 574 riots the way they did January 6th because they couldn't politicize that.
Did you report on any of those cases?
I reported on all of them.
Any of the people that were...
I reported on all of them as the rest of the media. I love these shots that we'd put up of fake news, CNN and MSDNC. They have nothing but a city burning in the background. It's been mostly peaceful protest tonight. I'm like, yeah, is that why the city's on fire?
You said you reported on those. Can you name me some of the people that were arrested during that summer? You said
I am telling you, we never used the videotape evidence that we had in instance after instance of people looting and burning down stores and causing billions of property damage. The images of people pelting cops with bricks, rocks, bottles, and Molotov cocktails. The people trying to set up blaze, you know, courthouses in Portland. The people in the Chop Chaz Summer of Love spaghetti potluck dinner zone, you know, and people got killed there. So you just don't want to hear the truth. And here's the reason why. Because you're just a biased Democratic hack. That's all you are. I'm just looking for equal justice. You want unequal justice. And you don't like it that Hunter got charged, do you?
Sean, I want to end this conversation in a good way, okay? I think that anybody that breaks the law should be arrested, whether it's the right or the left. Do you agree?
I think people that break the law need to be treated equally. I believe in equal justice and equal application of our laws.
Wait. They break the law, they should be arrested. If they broke the law, they should be arrested, correct?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm leaning towards no bail laws, and I think I'm leaning towards, defunding the police now. You've convinced me. That's worked out so well.
Well, I mean, the right is the one that's looking to defund the FBI. That's last I checked.
No, they're not. They're looking to defund some of the upper echelon within the Department of Justice and reconfigure it so it's not corrupt. It's not politicized or weaponized. That's a very different scenario. What you're saying is not true.
If you break the law, then it's proven that you broke the law. Should you go to jail, yes or no?
If it's proven you broke the law, yeah, you should go to jail.
Okay, so if you broke the law and it's proven that you broke the law, you should go to jail, right?
So what you're saying is, well, when Donald Trump's convicted, I don't think Donald Trump's getting a fair trial. And that goes into the question of whether or not our justice system is politicized and weaponized. And under a weaponized Department of Justice, I don't believe Donald Trump could get a fair trial in New York, in D.C., or in Fulton County, Georgia. Now, I think he'll have a much better chance of winning on appeal. The problem is his trials will take place in an election year, and then the appeals, where he has a much better chance of winning, will take place post-election. How convenient. Why didn't they bring the charges 2 years ago? It was so outrageous. I got to run. Appreciate the call. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. I know, probably a waste of my time, right, Linda? You're shaking your head. Anyway,
I give you a lot of credit. You did good there.
I did good? Wow, I got a gold star and everything. I feel so proud.
I don't know
of
if it's a gold star. It might be a bronze star, but it was good.
Thank you for your vote of confidence. All right, when we come back, Sean Davis with the Federalist, co-founder, CEO, also Kaylee McGee White, who is the opinion page editor at the Washington Examiner. Is Joe Biden going to be the candidate for the Democratic Party, or are the dominoes now starting to fall against that? We'll have the latest with them, and we'll get to your calls next hour, 800-941-SHAWN on this Friday as we continue. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.